Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. I chose you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last, says the Lord. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the son of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at the left, in your kingdom." Jesus had replied, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you, you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be the first among you shall be the slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus said, "I come to be, not to be served, but to serve." It's normal, the mother of John and James asked Jesus this favor to be sitting at right and left hand of Jesus. It's of their love. Also, of course, Jesus saw that underneath they wanted to seek glory for themselves. Then Jesus says, "Whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave." Then he said again, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." So this is our calling. Always putting the other person in the first place. Always like Jesus. You always come to love and not to be loved.